Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Light of Portland with Pastor Sherelle. Let's talk about the things that affect the body of Christ in this world today and how we can truly impact the world. Enjoy the next song, and following that will be the voice of Pastor Sherelle live in Portland.
Yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair. I'm a vessel full of power, with a none can compare. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Some painful circumstances that my poor soul could not flee.
Thank you.
Oh, come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hunt your neighbor and say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to give him glory.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and we bring you greetings from the City of Roses. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but any time I can get together with the body of Christ to pray, praise, and worship, I am excited. And it's a pleasure, it's an honor, and a privilege to have you with us on tonight for the Light of Portland. We bless God for his presence that we feel. You might be at home riding in your car. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're in a hospital, convalescent home. Wherever you are, out enjoying the beautiful sunshine, the presence of the Lord is right there with you. And my word says, where two or three gather together in his name, he will be in the midst. So I feel his presence, even though I can't see your smiling face. I feel his presence, even though I can't hear you say amen. I feel his presence, even though I can't see you lift your hands and give God all the praise. We want to honor those that make it possible for us to share this platform every Sunday with you. We thank God for the Butterfields, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Archbishop Ruth Smith. We're truly gracious, so gracious towards us for keeping us lifted up in prayer and speaking words of encouragement and words of motivation over us to encourage us to keep on doing the work that the Father has called us to do and assigned our hands to do. We thank God for each of our speakers that come here and share the word with us week after week. We have our family that is in Atlanta, Pastor Pamela Laws, Elder Katie Copeland, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, our family that's in California, Elder Bruce Mitchell. In Washington, we have Elder Demetrius Devers, and right here in the, California, Pastor Regina Zachary. Right here in the City of Portland, we have our very own Pastor J.W. Friday. We have Elder Catherine Brown, Minister Keith Jordan, who's going to bring our word tonight, Elder Kathy Miniweather. We are just so excited for the men and women of God that come and share the word with us week after week. Lady Beth Schreiber, it's a great opportunity to hear them speak to us week after week a word from the Lord. And we are just so excited that you all come and join us, because if it was not for you being present, then there would be no reason to come together. Amen. And so we're just truly honored that you are here. We're going to make a few announcements. I want to remind you that if you have announcements that you would like to share with your church, share that your church family, different events that you are doing, we want you to please send that information to us at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and we will gladly make those announcements. I know that a couple of the churches will be passing out school supplies. I know St. Paul will be doing it next Saturday, but I don't have any of the details. So if somebody from St. Paul is on the line, if you could text me, let me know that information. I'll be glad to share. But I want to let you know that Passing Arts will be presenting a song for Coretta, which is a play written by Pearl Cleavage. This play will be Saturday, September 23rd through October the 9th. For tickets and more information, you can call 503-235-8079, or you can go to passingart.org. That's PASSINART.org. This is a play entitled A Song for Coretta, and that will be September 23rd through October the 9th. And we don't want you to forget about Portland's very own Black Theater Company. So we're just truly grateful to that. Also want to let you know that on next Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. at 3605 Northeast Mallory, the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, we will be celebrating our 38th church anniversary. Our special guest is Pastor James Watkins of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church from Spokane, Washington. So if you are not doing anything and you want to fellowship with us, you are welcome to come and share with us as we celebrate our 38th church anniversary. Also on that day at 10 o'clock and at 3:30, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church will be celebrating their 76th church anniversary. They are located at 3725 North Gantenbein, and that's next Sunday, August the 21st. At New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, they will have two worship experiences, one at 10 a.m. and the other one at 3:30. And so we hope and pray that you will find yourself somewhere next week praising the Lord with some of us or engaging in some of the activities. New Hope is at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And their special guest will be Pastor Johnny Brown from the Genesis Church in Gastonia, North Carolina. And so we want you to make sure you mark your calendar, save the date, and get out and be able to celebrate with these churches. Also want to let you know that Maranatha Church of God will be welcoming their new pastor, Pastor Alexander and the First Family. They will be having a worship celebration on Friday, September the 2nd at Maranatha Church of God, which is located at 4222 Northeast 12. And that's at 7:05 p.m. Friday night. 7:05 Friday night, September 2nd. Come and join Pastor Alexander, Pastor C, as he is fondly known as we welcome him to our church city, to our family. His special guest for Friday night is Pastor Ron Carpenter. So we want to make sure we are there to be able to celebrate and have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord with the Maranatha Church family. Those are all of the announcements that we have. We want to go before the Lord in prayer. Following prayer, we will have a selection. Following that selection will be our speaker of the hour, Minister Keith Jordan. He is a member of the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church here in Portland, Oregon. And we ask that you prayerfully pray for our preacher tonight, that you keep him lifted up and that you say amen and you get your Bible, get your pen, your pencil, take notes, follow along, because the word of God, when it is spoken with purpose, it is spoken intentionally. We want you to be prepared to receive the word tonight. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we humbly come before your throne of grace, and we thank you, O God, for being so good and so kind and so wonderful. Lord God, you are good all the time, and you are worthy of all of our praise. As we come before you this evening, Lord, we come lifting your name high. We come exalting you. We come to give you glory and honor, because you alone are worthy of all our praise. Father, tonight we ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins, all of our trespasses. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we thank you for this day, a day we have never seen before and a day we will never see again. We thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for families and friends. Lord God, we thank you today that you blessed us to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we come and we thank you, oh God, for being so kind and so faithful towards us, because your tender mercies are new to us every morning. And that's why tonight we declare that great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord, unto thee. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you look down on our nation tonight. Father, you know the mess that has been created. You know the people that are involved. And you know everything that was done in the dark. And God, what we're asking for tonight is that truth and righteousness would prevail. We're asking those things that were done in the dark to be exposed. No one is above the law, Father God. And if they broke the law, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would do the time for the crime that they committed. Lord God, we ask that you would touch us because of all of the sickness and diseases that are running rapid. Father, we said this morning that this is just like it was when the children of Israel were in slavery and how they experienced plague after plague. Father, here we are today living in a pandemic, and we are experiencing COVID and experiencing the monkeypox. But God, we know that you are in control. You are a God that heals. You are a God that delivers. So Father, in the name of Jesus, don't let us get caught up with the ways of the world, but let us keep our eyes stayed on you. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we are living in the midst of wars and rumors of wars. Bless our brothers and sisters in Ukraine and in Russia today, oh God. Keep them safe from all dangers, seen and unseen. Father, we are in a war with drugs and guns and violence. We are in a war tonight with sex trafficking. We are in a war tonight, oh God, because people don't like us because of the color of our skin or because of the religion from which we come from. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, help your people everywhere, oh God. Touch the backslider tonight, God. Touch the man or the woman, the boy and girl who has said in their heart that there is no God. But Father, you are real and you are powerful and you are in control. It's only a God who can make a brown cow eat green grass and produce white milk. It is only a God that can call the sun to shine and then later tell the moon to get up and the stars to get in place. Only a God is able to do such things. Lord God, you are still in control. You have all power in your hand. We will not fear, but we will trust in the Lord with all of our heart, our soul, and mind. We will lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways we will acknowledge you, Father, and you will direct our path. We declare and decree tonight, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh God, keep us safe. Keep us from dangers seen and unseen. Bless, Father God, our houseless brothers and sisters. Keep them safe from the weather, Lord God. In some parts of the country, it's raining. In other parts of the country, the sun is hot. In some parts of our country, there is fire burning. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you keep us safe, oh God. Bless those that are grieving tonight, Father. Touch them in the name of Jesus. We know that some mother is bearing a child and some child is bearing a parent. But God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they find peace and comfort in your word. Peace and comfort in your presence. Touch tonight, Lord God. Heal tonight in the name of Jesus those that are sick with infirmities and disease and affliction in their physical body. Heal us from cancer, lupus, multiple sclerosis. Heal us, oh God, from all diseases, Lord. Touch our bodies tonight, God. Just like, oh God, the woman with the issue of blood who came, God, and pressed her way to touch the hem of her garment. Increase our faith, oh God, that we would believe that if we could just touch the hem of your garment, we will be made whole. Bless, Lord God, our children as they are preparing to go back to school. Bless our teachers and our administrators, the counselors, the janitor, those that are going to go back and to the classroom this August and this September. God, build a hedge of protection around about them. I pray, God, that every teacher will not just be teaching for a paycheck, but will be teaching because teaching is their passion. They love to see children learn and be exposed to things that they could not see on TV. Expand their minds with reading material. Let the teacher have a passion. Let the children have a passion to learn. And keep them safe, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for those who are seeking employment. Oh, God, help them find the right job. Help them be where you want them to be. I pray for those that are dealing with addictions today. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, tonight we ask that you would set your children free, that there would be no strongholds in their life, no barriers in their way, that all men will come to you and repent and be saved and be baptized and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we pray for our speaker on tonight. We ask that you would anoint him afresh, that you would take him deep down into your hidden treasure, and that he may come up, oh God, springing from his belly rivers of living water to proclaim a word that will transform our lives, transform our situation, transform our circumstances, and transform our lives, that we may be the salt and light that you are calling for in these last and evil days. It's in thy son Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. Because of who you are.
Hallelujah. Hello?
You're on live, Minister Jordan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Black. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving all honor to God, to Pastor Charlie, Pastor Black, my Pastor Craig O. Brown, First Lady Angela Brown, the elders, ministers, and members of my St. Paul family, the Light of Portland family, and God's people all across the airways. Thank you for allowing me to be used by God in this way and to bring something that he's been feeding me for a while. Oh, Heavenly Father, give me a clean heart, O Lord. Lord, help me to decrease in self and increase in you as you use me as you see fit, O Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. And I pray, O Lord, as we assemble for praise and worship, that we depart in service in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm so excited to be here tonight and just full, you know, as I listen to that beautiful prayer by Pastor Black and just something that we've been talking about for a while, just all the things that are going on in the world today and all the challenges and COVID and war and rumors of war and monkeypox now and a resurgence of COVID and, tax issues and, you know, government funding and politicians and all the challenges that we have. You know, one might think that the enemy is winning. But Jesus came and he overcame the world. We won. We have victory in him. So if I might have a title for you tonight, children of God, believers of the mighty himself, it would be remembering the redemptive power of the Lord. I say again, my title for tonight is remembering the redemptive power of the Lord. You know, when I was growing up, Allen Temple Baptist Church in Oakland, California, and I used to go with my grandparents, Georgia Burnett, who was our matriarch, and she was the treasurer of the church, and she was one of the elder mothers, and so she would take me to everything along with my whole family. And one of the songs that they used to sing, the mothers, whenever we had a fellowship dinner or before service, after service, and it really hit me this week because as I was studying this word, it just filled my spirit. And the old spiritual went to, I will trust in the Lord till I die, till I die. I will trust in the Lord till I die, till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Oh man, just beautiful. And I could just imagine just understanding that no matter what we could ever be faced with, no matter what is going on, that God already sent Jesus. And Jesus already overcame the world, and he sits on the throne, on the right hand of the Father, in intercessory for us. So we have a great prince. We have a Lord that's there for us. So all we have to do is hold on to God's unchanging plan, to be in relationship with him, to know him for ourselves. So at this moment, I would like to release a phrase into the atmosphere tonight. The redemptive power of God's love. I guess you might ask, redemptive love. So we know we can I'll clarify it, and I'm glad you asked. So we know forgiveness is God is true and faithful that when we repent of our sins, he hears, and he will forgive us, right? But redemptive love is we understand that there is a penalty that sin carries, and the penalty is death. And the only sacrifice that could pay that cost and overcome the death for us was a blood price. So, and this is where God's redemptive love comes in, the power of his redemptive love. God gave his sinless, innocent son for death of a sinful, guilty humanity. I'll say it again. God gave his sinless, innocent son, the precious Lamb of God, for the death of a sinful, guilty humanity. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who should ever believe it in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So I'm going somewhere tonight. Just stay with me, y'all. Can I get a hallelujah? Let the church say hallelujah, and let God's people say amen. Yes. Our text for the night, which is powerful, 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 but we'll be coming from Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. As my pastor says, I'll parenthetically pause right here, and I'll give everybody a chance to get to that scripture. I can see everybody smiling right now. Amen, amen, amen. And I'll begin with verse 6. This is powerful, y'all. So we're going somewhere. Everybody say, he's going somewhere. He's going somewhere. Hallelujah. Verse 6. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. 7. Verily, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person some might possibly dare to die. 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Verse 10, for if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? 11, not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Everybody say, we're going somewhere tonight, keeping our hearts and minds focused on the cross, the things of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. So I'm going to back up right now, and I'm going to focus in on one scripture in our text. And this is powerful for tonight, because sometimes I think we forget, and I think we can be like Peter when he stepped off the boat. As long as we have our eyes focused on Jesus, we can walk on that water. But when we start paying attention to the storm, to the winds and the waves and the travailing trouble that seems to come out of nowhere, we begin to sink. But at the moment we call on Jesus, he takes us right back where we need to be. So verse 8 again. But God demonstrates his love, his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't even acknowledge him. We were sinners, and he died for us. That's love. That's power. That's love. So the first point tonight I want to make is, our sins don't lessen God's redemptive love. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear this tonight, because too many times the enemy brings up our mistakes from the past. Too many times the enemy tries to make us feel that we're not worthy. Too many times the enemy tries to make us feel that we've done so much that God could never love us. Well, I just want you to know God loves us. For God so loved the world. He loves us so much that he loved us since the beginning of time when he breathed life into the dirt. And he loves us now. Ephesians 1 and 4 says, "For he chose us in him before creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love." Too many times, again, we let the enemy convince us that we're not lovable or that our sins are unforgivable. The enemy makes us think our actions in some way affect our redemption or God's love for us. Well, it doesn't. That's a lie from the pit of hell, and that's what he's here to do. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy. He's here to portray things, just like when you fall. We're all riches undone, and we make mistakes. That's why Christ died for us, to atone for the sins of humanity, of mankind. So this is good news. Hallelujah, somebody. We can make mistakes. And repent and get back up with our heads held high in the power of the Lord, because our sins don't lessen God's redemptive love, his power for us, his will for us, his plan for us. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. Amen. Amen. Everybody ought to be thinking, oh, my God. So the next time the enemy tries to make you feel that you're not worthy, the minute he tries to make you turn off the path, the minute he tries to hold you back, the minute he tries to make you doubt who God is or who you are in God, you can rebuke him knowing you are part of and you are the story of God's redemptive power, his love. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm going somewhere tonight. Amen. Point two. No one can take God's redemptive love away. Oh, hallelujah. This is a good one right here. Praise be to God. You know, we're Westerners. And as Westerners, you know, we understand competition. You know, one of the things that's happening right now is football season is starting back up, the NFL. And so, you know, there's preseason games going on and, you know, college football. And so we truly understand competition. We also understand that we've been taught that there's a limited supply of everything, including love. But the beauty of God's redemptive love is that there's enough love for everyone. No one is going to take your share because God has reserved it just for you. And it's not going to run out before you get there. Hallelujah, somebody. That's good news. God has got enough love for all humanity because it's his desire that all humanity be saved. 1 Timothy 2 and 4 says, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Here's an important part of the truth that even if Christ should come back today before someone could take advantage of his redemptive love, it doesn't mean that it wasn't available or that it was given to someone else. Hallelujah, somebody. There is enough love for each and every one of us. Because he wants us all to be saved. He doesn't want anybody to perish. And that's great news. So, once again, I'm going to pause right here because this is probably, out of all the things we say and do, this is one of the most important things we could ever do, is offer the gift of salvation to someone that might be listening under the sound of my voice. So, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's no better time to do it than right now. Don't delay, because I would hate that if the moment this broadcast is over, if something might happen with all the different things going on in the world today, I would hate for something to happen and for you have not to accept it, Jesus Christ, so you are secure in knowing where you're going to. And we want to go to glory. We want to go to heaven. We want to reign with him in glory. Hallelujah, somebody. So, again, if you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, at the moment, you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you are saved. You are saved. Hallelujah. So think about that, because judging from what we see daily and nightly in the world, we know that the only thing, the one true thing that we can depend on is the love of God. Hallelujah. My third point, God's redemptive love is life-changing. God's love is powerful, and it changes things. Hallelujah, somebody. I say it again. God's love is powerful, and it changes things. It changes things. Hallelujah, somebody. It changes the old person into a new person. It changes that old person that we were in sin, and it makes us and changes us from the inside out. Hallelujah. That's good news. We become a new creature in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creature has come and the old one has gone. The new one is here. And so I want to pause once again, and I want to talk about the new creature that you are and God's love. You know, God's love has also equipped us. And a lot of times we allow the enemy to make us question our gifts, who God called us to be, making us think we have no direction, we have no purpose. But God's redemptive love and the love that changes us, he's equipped us. He's equipped us because love is an action word. Love is an action word. And the scriptures say that love covers a multitude of sin. The scripture always also says in Matthew 22:36-40, he says, teacher, which of these is the greatest commandments in the law? And Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets. So everything else stems from love. The redemptive power of God's love is life-changing, and he's equipped us with the most powerful action word in the history of mankind, to love, to love, to love, to love, to love. Love equips us. Love equips us to be steadfast and unmovable in the Lord. Love equips us to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Love equips us to have a sound mind. Love equips us to understand that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Love equips us to understand his word is the truth and the light. Love equips us to understand that we are called to be the salt of the earth. Love equips us to be uplifting, to be encouraging, to be steadfast and unmovable. Love equips us to go out and make disciples of men. Love equips us to accomplish everything that he's called us to be. Love equips us to understand that Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. You are equipped for greatness. You are equipped to comfort, to accomplish things in this world. You are equipped to stand up against the attacks of the enemy. I know a lot of us can say right now, hallelujah, the God has brought us from a mighty long way. I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be. He's brought us for a mighty long way. If I could just dig down, if I could see some of your faces and hear some of your testimonies right now, how many of us have called out to the Lord and when we were faced with a crossword, when we needed a touch from the hem of his garment, when we wanted to make a decision on a house we may not have been qualified and it closed for us. When we were applying for a job that we didn't necessarily have the education that some of the other people or the experience that they had, but then God walked you straight through that door and sat you in the commander's chair. Hallelujah, somebody. You guys know what I'm talking about tonight. God's redemptive love is life-changing. It's life-changing, and we can walk in that power. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is good news tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Somebody needs to trust in the Lord today. Somebody needs to definitely trust in the Lord today. And as we're speaking of that love and the things that God has equipped us with, I want to take a moment, another again, to pause. And I just want to talk to us about qualifying our surroundings also. You know, the one thing that God shows us within his love is equipping ourselves with around people with like minds. You know, it's time to stop letting people who are not after the same thing that you are tear your spirit down, discourage you because you're seeking the Lord, discourage you because you pray, discourage you because you study your word. It's time to qualify your surroundings so we can accomplish the things, so we can do the things that he's called us to do. Even with healing these plagues and these things that we're experiencing in the world, his word says, if my people who are called by my name, if my people who are called by my name will repent, hallelujah, somebody, and turn from their wicked ways, hallelujah, somebody, if my people. So I want to say right now, I'm encouraging us, you know, to have that spiritual accountability partner, to surround ourselves with people who are seeking the same things that we are, you know, to go after the things of God. We got to stop letting or trying to be something that we're not. We're an eagle, and we're trying to peck around on the ground like a chicken. That's not who God called us to be. He called us to soar. He called us to be a light on a hill in a dark world, so for all the world to see, that we may draw all men to him. Hallelujah, somebody. So, thank you, God. Hallelujah, somebody. So I just stopped by tonight to tell you that and remind us about the power that dwells within all of us because we're part of the redemptive power of God's love. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Our sins don't lessen God's redemptive love. No one can take God's redemptive love away from us. And God's redemptive love is life-changing. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. I hope this word has encouraged and empowered somebody today. I hope that somebody who's going through something but hasn't stopped to tap back into your source, realizing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, that God has overcome the world, that he called you to be great. Hallelujah, somebody. And he's given you gifts. So, and you can hold on to God's unchanging hand, because you will have the victory in God. So Light of Portland, God's people all over the airways, I'd like to thank you for letting me share this word tonight. And I pray that it fell on good soil, on good ground. I want to thank you, and I praise his mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Pastor Black.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Jordan. What a word on tonight. Our hearts are just burning within, because truly everything you have said tonight is what we needed. We need to be reminded that God is love, and we are his extension. We are his hands, feet on the earth, and we are to demonstrate and have that same love that we're supposed to have to one another. And as the preacher said, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, what you waiting on? Now is the time. What greater gift it would be for yourself to give your life to the Lord, to accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if that's you, all you have to do is pray that prayer. Father, come into my heart. I receive you now. I am a sinner saved by your grace. Come in, dwell with me, clean me up, my heart, my mind, that I may live a life that glorifies you. Amen. Thank you so much for that word on tonight, Minister Jordan. I hope and pray that you all were blessed by the word. And we pray that God will continue to bless you all, to keep you all, and that he may continue to keep us as the apple of his eye. And until next Sunday, know that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister.
Come on, keep talking with your hands. You already know this song. Come on, sing heaven.